so many more crazy people. There's a psychiatric hospital at the edge of town that used to be an armed forces training base, but after the war, there were so many more crazy people than soldiers, they turned it back into a psychiatric hospital. I worked there the summer I was 19, and I still remember Margaret and Emily, Mavis, Mrs. Sharp, Stella, Albert, Mrs. Polonansky, and Barbara. She'd had a stroke while cutting rhubarb pies at a church supper. Every morning she woke up in a strange place. "Who are you, dear?" she would ask 100 times a day. I'd tell her, but she'd forget. "Where am I?" "In a hospital," I'd say, but by then she'd be asking, "Who are you, dear?" Sometimes she'd ask for her husband, Bill, her daughters, Francie and Sandra. Did they get some turkey? And while I explained about the hospital, she'd look at me. "Who are you, dear?" When you're young, the bodies of old people are like foreign countries you never expect to visit. Every morning I eased their gray, sad bodies into tubs of warm water, holding them by their first names. I learned to pry their fingers off my wrists gently. At first, I refused to slam their imaginary doors and squash their imaginary bugs. I got so I'd do it, just to get a few minutes of peace and quiet, pretending in that instant before the act that I too could see the angels and demons, the bugs with human faces.